My father, who's in his mid-80s and 2 years a widower, recently moved from his house in the Dallas area where he'd lived for 50 years to a retirement apartment here in Waco. It was a tough transition, exacerbated by an unexpected stay in the hospital, which made acclimating to his new surroundings even harder. Decades ago, he took up oil painting and got to the point where he could produce some pretty good canvases. But his time with the brush turned out to be short-lived. Other hobbies like fishing and golf took his attention away from the easel. His paintings retreated to the backs of closets and the attic. About a year ago, as he started preparing to sell the house, they began reappearing. I encouraged him to get back into painting once he relocated here, and we went out and bought him paints, brushes, canvases, an easel, the whole works. For a while, they sat untouched. Recently, however, he began to stir. To my delight, he's now doing a new painting for the first time in I don't know how long. It's a landscape as yet unfinished, but a couple of snow-capped mountain peaks are looking down over a placid little lake with evergreens alongside it, reflected in the water. He's thinking about whether a cabin may be in there somewhere. He hasn't lost his touch. I've read about the ameliorative qualities of art for senior citizens for years, but hearing about it and witnessing it firsthand are very different. Like everything in the art world, it simply doesn't give you the full picture just to read about it. Art is meant to be experienced, both on the part of the creator and the viewer. Here in Waco, I've had the pleasure of becoming acquainted with the Central Texas Watercolor Society and the Art Guild of Central Texas, both of which count among their members several senior citizens. I'm an admiring observer only, owing to my lack of talent. They maintain active schedules of meetings and workshops and have at least a couple of exhibits every year. I've been honored when they've invited me to comment on these exhibits, usually hosted at places like MCC and the Carlene Bright Arboretum, and every time I do, I'm impressed by what I see. I enjoy spending time with them, looking at their work, and most of all, listening to them talk thoughtfully and passionately about their art. The Carter Burden Gallery in New York is a space that shows only works by artists 60 and up. Gallery director Marlene Vaccaro says older adults do not stop being who they are because they hit a particular age. Of course they don't. And creativity doesn't stop just because the body shows the effect of aging. One of their sculptors who had his first show at the gallery last October said, "It's always harder to get out of bed the older you get, but most of the artists that I've met here seemed like they missed that memo that they were getting old." I don't think missing that memo is a bad thing at all. And I've seen how creating art can help people remain vibrant long after our culture assumes that they can't.